Well, let's start with a bit of live cricket from the IPL. The Rajasthan Royals taking on the Kolkata Knight Riders. Batting first, the Rajasthan Royals were going along fairly well. They were 69 for 2 at a stage, but they've fallen off the wagon, 131 for 6. Now that is luckily thanks largely to Dhruv Jurel, who's 33 not out, batting down at number 6. Yashasvi Jaiswal made 29. Riyan Parag got 25. Amongst the wickets, though, Moeen Ali's taken 2 and Varun Chakravarti's also picked up 2. There's only one South African in this one. Quinton de Kock will open the batting and keep wicket for the Kolkata Knight Riders. They've lost another one, 131 for 7. That's after 18.1 overs there. So Rajasthan Royals in a bit of trouble. Then sticking with cricket news, the Hollywood Bets Dolphins put their 7-match winning run on the line this week. They face the Lions in the CSA 4-day domestic series at the Wanderers starting tomorrow. The Lions are the only team above the Dolphins on the log going into this one. And coach Quinton Friend knows how important it is to test yourselves against the top teams if you want to win the competition.
It's going to be a massive game. I think every game is a big one in this competition. It's the ultimate format. I think, you know, from our players' perspective, I think the boys are really looking forward to playing the log leaders. If you want to end up, you know, competing for this 4-day trophy, it's going to be important that you be able to beat the best and compete against the best. So, you know, that's our focus for the next 4 days coming up.
And then finishing with some rugby news, Scotland forwards coach John De'Eil is the surprise pick amongst Andy Farrell's British and Irish Lions coaching staff. As expected, though, he'll be joined by a number of Ireland coaches, the trio, Simon Easterby, Andrew Goodman and John Fogarty, along with England's Richard Wigglesworth. Farrell says that it was important to get his selection right before naming his playing squad in May.
More than anything, the good people and the cohesion of the coaching staff together is massive for the players. You know, they can see that we're all on the same page and getting on very well together, then that's a good start for everyone.
Well, that's all from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport team, I'm Nick Tatham.